Funeral Oration, Pericles. For almost half a century, tensions had steadily risen between the city-state of Athens and the rest of the Greek world. After leading the Greeks to a decisive victory over Persian forces in 480 BC, Athens had exercised hegemonic control over all of Greece, becoming an economic and military powerhouse, often disregarding the welfare of her allies. Meanwhile, Sparta, a militaristic city-state in the southern part of the Peloponnese, grew increasingly alarmed at the growth of Athenian military power and adventurism in foreign affairs. After Athens levied economic sanctions on Megara, a Spartan ally, in 432 to 433 BC, Sparta could no longer tolerate what they perceived as Athenian arrogance and declared war. Beginning in 431, the Peloponnesian War would rage across Greece, Macedon, and Sicily for 27 years. Athens possessed almost inexhaustible economic resources and manpower, but Sparta refused to quit. Finally, in the 17th year of the war, the disastrous Athenian naval expedition to seize the rich colony of Syracuse on Sicily marked the beginning of the end. Although Athens would fight on for 10 more years, the Peloponnesian War gradually came to an end, with Sparta emerging as the dominant power in the Greek world. Striding up to a raised platform before all of Athens, the Athenian general Pericles measured and weighed each of his words. Known throughout the state for his clarity of mind and grace of tongue, the orator earned the great privilege of speaking on this most solemn of days, the day of the funeral ceremony honoring those who had been killed in the first year of the war between Athens and Sparta. The commander of the Athenian forces at the onset of the war would have been unable to imagine that this conflict would rage on for 26 more years. But as he prepared his magnificent funeral oration, he could not have missed the sobriety of the situation. Many Athenians had died in the first year alone, and he himself would be dead the next year, a victim of a lethal plague that swept Athens. Custom held that 3 days before this traditional funeral ceremony, the bones of the dead had been laid out in a tent. Friends and family brought offerings to their fallen relatives, and then, on the third day, the bones were cradled in cypress coffins, one left empty for the unknown soldiers.